Okay, so we're reading, Tim's going to read for us, Matthew 26, 26 to 30. So just a short few verses. Let's listen to them.
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
So, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be reflecting upon God with us, the presence of God with us. In fact, you're going to do it from today all the way through to Christmas. And you will know at Christmas there's one particular name that is given to Jesus that means God with us, which is Emmanuel, God with us. And we will reflect upon that, and we will reflect upon the significance of that for our own lives. There are many verses in the Bible that remind us that God is with us. And there are many different passages that we will be turning to, many different stories that we will reflect upon, where Jesus speaks to us about being present with us, either with us by his Holy Spirit or with us through his word, encouraging us, supporting us, walking alongside us, and so on. And I trust over the next few weeks, we will just have a sense of encouragement that we are not alone. But not only is God with us, but God desires to meet with us. God desires to meet with us. Sometimes when I'm walking down into town, coming out of Croft Road and walking down Green Hill, sometimes I will spot somebody I know coming the other way. It might be you, come to think of it, coming the other way. And just the surprise sometimes of, wow, hi, you know, I wasn't expecting to meet you. And perhaps we just say hello. Perhaps we stop and have a conversation for a few moments, and then we walk on home or to the shops or wherever we're going. And I don't know about you, but when that happens and there's that surprise, when I walk on, there's just a sense of, yeah, that was good. You know, I feel better for having met. Is that true for you? Most of it depends who it is, most of the time. But most of the time, it doesn't matter who it is. Just meeting somebody. And this is what God wants for us. That we might be walking, as it were, through our lives. So tomorrow will be, some of us at this time tomorrow, you'll be at work. Or you'll be at home. Or you will be in Tesco or Morrison or somewhere. Whatever it is. And God desires that as you turn into aisle 22 in Tesco's, it's as if you are surprised and you meet God. That's what God desires. That as you turn on your computer tomorrow, God desires that you should suddenly be aware that he's with you. That when you are serving that person, maybe a cup of tea or you're fetching something for them or whatever it is and you're just with them, God desires to meet with you. That we might know that he is with us. And normally, it's just in the ordinary, the everyday things. So experiencing the presence of God. Now today, I've put up this picture because I'm going to reflect for just a few moments on experiencing the presence of God as we share in communion. And it might be a strange place to start a series of reflections on experiencing the presence of God. But we know that as we gather together and as we take bread and we share it and as we take the cup and as we share that among ourselves, God meets with us. So right at the beginning of these reflections, we have the opportunity not only to think about this, but in a few minutes' time, to say, Lord, I want to meet with you as I eat this bread, as I drink from this cup. I'm going to put up five different things about meeting with God. So, and it begins with thankfulness. Now, if you've got your Bible passage open still, I'm just going to highlight some of the things. If you've lost it, page 996. And the very first sentence that Tim read to us, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks. I've said it many times before that thankfulness is transformative. And I do suspect that God meets us in special ways when we turn from whatever emotion and attitude we have and we turn to thankfulness. I know for myself that thankfulness changes me. Thankfulness transforms me. And sometimes it is difficult to be thankful for the situation we're in. But we can always find something to be thankful for. God meets us in thankfulness. And right at the beginning of what Jesus is doing, they're already eating. Jesus and the disciples are already eating. But it's at a particular point in the meal that Jesus takes the bread and he gives thanks. And that's a reminder to us. If you want to meet God, if you want to know that surprise of meeting God, that walking down the road and suddenly encountering somebody you didn't expect, that wonderful joy of meeting God, begin with thankfulness. Begin with thankfulness. And whenever we share the bread and the cup together, we're always led right at the beginning, before we do anything else, we're led in a prayer of thanksgiving. And it's almost as if it reminds us, not only did Jesus do this, but this is the first point at which God meets us, in thankfulness, when we just turn to thankfulness. But then the second thing is that Jesus speaks about his body and his blood. Jesus takes the bread, he gives thanks, and then we're told he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup, when he had given thanks, again gave thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. So if we begin with thankfulness, if God meets us in thankfulness, Jesus takes bread and then he takes wine. And these were very ordinary, normal, down-to-earth things. They weren't special. If you had no money, you could buy, you know, you could get hold of bread. It was the most basic, and wine, other than drinking water, you'd drink wine. Very ordinary, down-to-earth things. But Jesus doesn't say, eat this bread and drink this wine. He says, this is my body. This is my blood. Jesus wants us to know that as we take of the bread, there's something about Jesus in receiving and sharing that bread. Now, there are many mysteries within the Christian faith. And that's one of them. That as we take and share the bread with one another, there's something of Jesus. There's an encounter with Jesus as we do so. And then as we take the cup, Jesus said, this is the blood of the covenant. This is my blood of the covenant. And when we take and share and drink from the cup. There is something of Jesus in what we do. How does that happen? What is that about? I'm not sure. But Jesus didn't say this is just bread or this is just a cup. This is my body. This is my blood that I'm sharing with you. And more than that, he said this is the blood, my blood of the covenant. Or some would say this is my blood of the new covenant. If you need to make a covenant, what do you need? Well, you need to be there. You need to be there yourself. You can't make a covenant with anybody unless you're present. And then the next thing you need is blood. Now, I'm just looking at my hand. I don't know if I cut myself yesterday. And there was blood. I've been bashing my head recently. I don't know if you can see. I've been bleeding my head. It's cracking. Blood. It's a symbol of life. And there are traditions within the world still today. There are parts of the world you can go to today where covenants will be made between two people or two groups. And in order to make the covenant, they can't just say we're making a covenant. They need to be present. And what they will often do is they will cut their hands. Both of them will cut their hand, and then they will hold their hands together and they will mix the blood in that way. And then the third thing that's most often present where covenants are formed, you have to be present yourself. There has to be blood of the two of you. Does anybody know what the third is? Often in a forming of a covenant. Okay, if I pointed to that, food. It's food. It's food. And covenant, most often, and certainly in the ancient world, it was you had to be there, there was blood, and there was food. And that's why in the Old Testament, where we read about, there's this thing called thank offerings or fellowship offerings to God. Animals were killed and then eaten. And that was because there was a covenant between the people and God. And they were eating with God. Three things. You had to be present. There had to be blood. And there was eating. And Jesus says, this is my blood of the covenant. And if we form a covenant with God, Jesus says, take and drink. This is my contribution. And eat. And it's all there. All the formation of a covenant. And Jesus is saying, in some mysterious, wonderful, beautiful way, we meet with God, with the living God, as we share together. And we can't pin it down. And we can't, in many ways, we can't write it down into a statement and say, this is exactly what it's about. But there's something there. That we meet with God. And you may have had that experience as you've received communion, either in this church or in another church. You may have had the experience. I certainly have had that experience of just being deeply aware of the presence of God close to me when I have shared. And so we have thanksgiving. And then Jesus saying, this is my body and my blood. And then the third thing is this open invitation to everybody. Did you spot that as we read it? First of all, sharing the bread, take and eat, this is my body. Then he takes the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, drink from it. What does it say? All of you. All of you. Now, look back at verse 25. Who is spoken about in verse 25? Saint Judas. Except it's not Saint Judas, is it? You know, Judas is the one who betrays Jesus for 30 silver coins. Judas is the one we're told not only betrays Jesus for 30 silver coins, but when he is just submerged in his regret after Jesus has been arrested, what does Judas go and do? He killed himself. And Jesus, according to Matthew, when Jesus has this meal and lays this out, beginning with thankfulness, and then this is my body and my blood, all of you. And he doesn't say, all of you, except Judas. He doesn't say, all of you, except this person or that person. He doesn't weigh our sins and say, okay, you know, if you can balance the scales, you're in, and you can share. And if not, not. It's all of you. And all means all. And that does mean all. And there is something about the open invitation that is given that is a place of meeting with God. Do you get that? There is something in the open invitation that is a place of meeting God. And I believe that when we live lives that are open invitations to everybody, there is something of God within that. And it's a meeting with God. Something else I have noted over the summer is that there's been a lot of discussion going on about same-sex relationships, same-sex marriage. And there seems to be an obsession within certain parts of the church and certain parts of the Christian faith about homosexuality. As if this is the most serious and the most grievous sin that has ever been invented. I remember being in a discussion group one time and this was raised, you know, as a terrible sin. And I said, well, okay, how about all those people who forget that they should give all that they have to the poor? How about those who hold back on forgiveness? How about those who own two of many things and don't give one of them to those who have nothing? Can we include all those things in the grievous sins? And quickly, as you can imagine, the discussion faded away. You see, we highlight some apparent sins. And do you know why we highlight those sins? Because it makes us feel better. It makes us feel better. It makes us feel better about the fact that we live in probably the 0.001% of the wealthy people in this world. It makes us feel better that probably all of us, we have far too much stuff. And we probably eat far too much stuff. And we like to draw a blind eye over all those people who don't have as much as we have. And so we come to this point of meeting with God. If we're honest, we come as sinners. We come as those who are not living according to the teaching of Jesus. And yet Jesus says, drink, all of you. It doesn't matter who we are or what we've done. But the key is, drink from it, all of you, whoever you are. But we need to go out remembering, you know, Jesus includes me. He welcomes me. And therefore I must go out and welcome as he welcomes. And I mustn't draw up barriers or start condemning other people because of who they are and what they've done either. I must live in that open way. So there is that open invitation. There is, I believe, a beautiful opportunity to meet with God as we live that open invitation. And then the fourth thing is forgiveness. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And here surely is a meeting with God, an encounter with God, when we come humbly before him and say, Lord, I'm not who I should be. I'm not who I should be, but I'm not who I was. I am changing and growing. I'm trying to deal with the stuff that's not good. I'm trying to live more closely day by day to the teaching of Jesus. Forgive me, cleanse me. And there is a meeting with God that is there for each one of us. And then this fifth thing, the new kingdom, right at the end. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. That anticipation. Jesus says, look, I'm going to leave you. John 14 makes explicitly clear for the disciples. Jesus says, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to go away. And of course, the disciples are all confused. But he says, no, I'm going to send somebody else to be with you. And as the Holy Spirit comes to us, we live in anticipation of a day when God's kingdom will come. And it is that anticipation that brings us into the presence of God. Now, I've just shot through that really, really quick, but I just wanted to open it up. So in a few moments, as we share bread and the cup together, we're aware on all sorts of different levels, in all sorts of different ways, here is an opportunity, a possibility of us meeting with God. And it can be the moment of surprise when we least expect it. Maybe at the point of thankfulness. Maybe at the point of eating the bread and drinking from the cup, my body and my blood. It may be that awareness that the invitation is open to all, truly generous. It may be at the point of forgiveness that we meet with God. It may be that anticipation. We're doing this today and we will do it again and again and again, but there will be a day when we'll do it with Jesus. May God in his mercy and his kindness pour out his Spirit upon us that we may truly meet with him.